Good morning. This is Gracie and Zara with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Brisbane Airport will implement major changes to reduce noise pollution over surrounding suburbs. Singapore, Emirates and Cathay Pacific Airlines will now arrive and depart over Moreton Bay at night more frequently. And Jetstar has confirmed it will operate a new plane offering flights between Brisbane and Auckland, Tokyo and India, which will be 50% quieter than current aircraft. Additionally, an agreement over aircraft tailwind speed has been made as the first of four major changes coming to the runway operations in Brisbane.
Minister for Police and Corrective Services and Minister for Fire and Emergency Services, Mr. Mark Ryan, has announced the Queensland Government will allocate $11.5 million in funding for youth early intervention programs. The funding will be allocated over 4 years, with the program delivered by non-for-profit organization Bullyproof Australia, and provide young people with the tools to tackle social issues that contribute to young people disengaging from education. The extension will focus on schools in Cairns, Townsville, Gold Coast and Toowoomba.
In national news, two Qantas baggage handlers have been charged with cocaine smuggling while working at Sydney Airport. The men were arrested in connection to the alleged importation of 100 kilograms of cocaine that was stored in a plane's cargo bay. The Australian Federal Police alleged the baggage handlers moved five large bags of cocaine from one container in a cargo hold of a plane that arrived from South Africa on Saturday. The two men and another three involved in the incident have been charged with importing a commercial quantity of a border-controlled drug.
The New South Wales Premier, Chris Minns, has defended the state's revenue-collecting agency withdrawing millions in unpaid hotel quarantine fees from people's bank accounts. Revenue NSW is still chasing the $3,000 fee from more than 17,000 people who hotel quarantined during the COVID-19 pandemic. Premier Chris Minns says people have been warned for years to pay their bill, and the government needs this money to pay for essential services, and will attempt to notify people when they have outstanding debts.
In international news, today marks the 10-year anniversary of the day a 15-year-old Malala Yousafzai was shot by the Taliban. On October 9, 2012, a Taliban gunman boarded a school bus in Pakistan and demanded, quote, "Which one of you is Malala? Speak up, otherwise I will shoot you all," end quote. Her miracle recovery from the shooting and ongoing activism catapulted her to outright fame, and she became the youngest Nobel Peace Prize recipient in the history in 2014, just age 17. Malala is now 26 and continues her work on behalf of women around the world.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band.
That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4zzz.org.au.